This is WFYI News Now. It's November 16th, and I'm Abrianna Heron. Coming up, two environmental groups say they're ready to sue an Indiana aluminum smelter if it doesn't clean up its act.
There's no reason they shouldn't be making the same effort for the people of Indiana that they're doing for the people of other countries where they have smelters.
More on that story, but first, these headlines. A move to solve technology needs with artificial intelligence, or AI, has been proposed to the Indianapolis City County Council. WFII's Jill Sheridan reports on the measure.
The new proposal aims to improve municipal efficiency through AI. City County Councilor Michael Paul Hart says he wants Indianapolis to be a leader in high-end technology like robotic process automation.
To clean a lot of those things up and prioritize what's more important within that database. You know, those are things that we can help our business neighborhood services get out and give those city services the attention that they need, right? Getting permits through, it can help identify, you know, where those bottlenecks are.
AI options may include improvements to the mayor's help center, city security cameras, or traffic studies. The proposal would create a commission to study the issue and take policy action items back to the council. A Rules and Public Policy Committee will discuss the measure later this month. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita says he will appeal a court ruling that favored Indianapolis Public Schools. This week, a trial court decided IPS is exempt from a law that requires districts to sell shuttered school buildings for $1 to charter schools. The decision allows IPS to move ahead with plans Thursday to sell a recently closed school. But Rokita warned any potential buyer to hold off. Rokita says he will soon challenge the ruling at the Indiana Court of Appeals. The United Auto Workers membership is in the midst of voting on its tentative contract agreement with General Motors. WFII's Sarah Neal Estes has more on this story.
Union leaders say the ratification vote is too close to call as numbers roll in from local unions around the country, including in Indiana. The UAW website says Local 2209 in Fort Wayne voted no by a roughly 60-40 margin. But some data is still missing, including votes from large plans that could swing the decision either way. Should the membership vote not to ratify the tentative agreement, the strike against General Motors would likely start back up again.
That was Sarah Neal Estes with reporting done by Tony Sanlabin. Indiana Republican Representative Jim Banks wrote to Indiana University and claims the university isn't doing enough to combat anti-Semitism. WFII's Ben Thorpe has this story from reporter Aubrey Wright.
Banks is mostly concerned with pro-Palestinian rallies and President Pamela Whitten's response to the Israel-Hamas war. Banks demands IU send him information on anti-Semitic incidents and any work with task forces. An IU spokesperson provided a statement. It says the university appreciates the congressman's outreach. The university says safety and well-being of IU students are always top priorities. It also says its commitment to stand against anti-Semitism is deep and sincere. The university has increased its police presence and worked with Jewish organizations to follow best practices. I'm Ben Thorpe.
President Joe Biden announced five nominees for federal judgeship, including Judge Crystal Briscoe of South Bend, Indiana. Briscoe would be the first black woman and the first woman of color to serve as U.S. District Court Judge in the Northern District of Indiana. And now, for our final story, two environmental groups say if an Indiana aluminum smelter doesn't clean up its act, they'll sue. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports the Sierra Club and the Environmental Integrity Project announced their intent to sue the Alcoa Warrick smelter for water pollution violations.
The notice gives the company 60 days to stop putting more pollution in the Ohio River than its permit allows, or the groups will file suit. They say the Warrick plant has had more than 100 water violations in the past 5 years, including releasing more mercury than allowed at least 30 times. Mercury is a toxic heavy metal that can build up in fish in the river, poisoning the birds and people that eat them. IEP researcher and policy analyst Nadia Steinzer says, as a global company, Alcoa has set stringent sustainability goals for itself.
So we'd like to see those goals implemented at the Warrick facility. There's no reason they shouldn't be making the same effort for the people of Indiana that they're doing for the people of other countries where they have smelters.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
In a statement, Alcoa said it will comply with legal requirements and work with authorities transparently. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Our podcast was produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, who composed the music for this podcast, and me, Aubriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.